Thank you there, Garth Brooks. It's Thursday, so we're going to tell you where Eric's going just a little bit and get you guys some free stuff as he hangs out all morning long. And glorious weather, stepping out in it. Makes you want to just Fred Flintstone your car. Nothing on. Just run around in this perfect weather we got going on. Brady, I don't even know if you know about this. I just got this email. You did something for Channel 15, evidently. Did you know that?
Yes, I was sent something last night.
How about that?
They mentioned their website, and then supposedly it might get a mention this morning.
It's a story about Brady.
Or afternoon.
It says that Valley DJ Brady Bogan from 98KUPD's Morning Sickness is in the holiday spirit. A barbecue enthusiast, Bogan came up with a line of sauces and rubs 8 years ago. They're on sale across the valley at places like AJ's Fine Ass Foods and Sprouts. For every bottle you buy in the month of November, December, Mr. Bogan will donate $1 to Operation Santa Claus, a Valley tradition and partnership between ABC 15 and Sanderson Ford, Sanderson Lincoln, to collect food, toys, clothes, and monetary donations. So there you go. Look at that.
November and December.
That's right. $1. So if you're going to barbecue anything in this perfect weather in the next month, use Brady's sauce, and you're helping out with all sorts of local stuff. Christmas for kids who wouldn't have Christmas, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, look at AJ's that. And Sprouts has the most locations, but you know, it's sold at the restaurant and some other.
Now, why no pride in this, Brady? You should have come storming in today saying, we're going to be on Channel 15.
I was going to do it this morning.
All right. Were you?
Yeah.
What if I was like on some sort of tirade against poor kids?
I would have waited to the next.
That's right. You would have picked your spot. What if it was an all-morning thing where I'm like, God, the one thing I hate is poor kids and Christmas.
I would have worked it in.
Yeah, it would have been inappropriate. Could have really set it up.
Must have been a slow news day.
Huh? Yeah, it's the headline. It's the top story.
I mean, no offense, Brady.
Yeah.
No, this is a big deal, Eric.
Here's the thing about the news that's fun, is that Channel 15 is doing this story because they're tied to the charity as well. Channel 12, Channel 10, Channel 5, 3, they don't care about those poor kids, goddammit. They're not tied to this charity. They get their own poor kids to deal with
it. There was some angle
yes
here.
Is no. Yeah. It's part of ABC 15. Sanderson Ford does it every year. You hear those commercials.
Right.
You'll be hearing them again.
Which I'm all about. Like, I've always said it. I'm like, when it comes to charity, you should tip your cap to anybody doing it.
Yeah.
And like I always say, like, you know, the competition or whatever, but John Jay and Rich do nice stuff. KEZ's thing is still the best thing I've ever seen in a charity, that Christmas tree thing. Good Christmas Angel with Channel 3. I don't know if Casey's still doing it. That's the best charity thing I've ever seen in my life in the holidays. I tip my cap and I say that's as good as it gets. That Christmas Angel program's amazing.
Operation Santa is pretty cool because last year they did, I think, over 2,000 families.
It's a great one. I would just like it if the city had that mentality that I've got, which is Channel 3 would go, you know who's doing a great thing? Channel 15 from Brady over there, KUPD. And it isn't about promotion. It isn't about sort of self-awareness and things like that. Channel 15, of course, is doing it. They're nice people. But you want to see the other people go, hey, give to this, give to that, instead of having to glad hand yourself in order to. It's charity. It isn't for attention. Or is it? Channel 3, 5, 10, 12. Shouldn't you be talking about it? If it's a newsworthy story for Channel 15, isn't it newsworthy for everybody? No. I hate that part of it. But yeah, that's nice. Good job. Well done, Brent.
Thank you.
St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Phoenix, they're all over this thing. They've got tons of ties. Military Assistance Mission, we know them very well. Southwest Autism Research, that's all Operation Santa Claus. Now, it goes to the 20th of December, right?
Yes.
That's what it says here. I'm not sure how that runs. And then after the 20th, it's like, there you go, kids. It's all on you.
Brady but I'll go effect. All, you know, through the month of December and then.
It's all on. And you can grow a mustache and you can help men become healthier. It's all good. We all get very charitable about this time.
It is the season.
It is the season. By the way, speaking of Carlos Correa, some guy just emailed me. He says, your Carlos Correa sounds a little more like Carlos Baerga. I'm like, wow, you're good. You've got great ears. Because that's what everybody's saying. And they're like, well, that's not Correa. That's clearly Carlos Baerga. But the reason he says that is because he used to be on the big screen and say, hello, I'm Carlos Correa. Welcome to the ballpark. I don't know if you guys remember that, but he was on the screen welcoming you to a ballpark. I'm Carlos Correa. Welcome to the ballpark. Why is he the spokesman for any of it?
You want to try the Crankslang?
The Kringslingers on sale for $14 at the Walmart.
I think he said go get a cran slam.
It's cranberry and vodka. It's just a $14 ripoff.
It's a crank slam, lady.
Yo no me fun a no crank slam. But we were talking about Carlos Correa and his proposal last night, which was awful. Now, Justin Verlander, he's been with that Kate Upton. Not married. He's with that Kate Upton now. And basically, I like his approach, which was years and years and years. And basically telling her, when I get a ring, you get a ring. Well, now he's got a ring.
Uh-oh.
And so,
pressure.
Looks like he's got to get another one. Us Weekly, because that's what happens to you when you play baseball and date a model, says that they're getting married in Tuscany in 2 weeks. Going to float her off to Italy and pop the question. Kate Upton is on the Anna Nicole track, if you ask me.
Fluffy list.
Yeah.
She looked pretty good. I don't know what you're talking about.
She's a big...
What?
I've never thought Kate Upton was anything more than...
fluff.
She's got huge cans. And the rest of her is in trouble. But again, Verlander hung on to that for a long time. There's some legitimacy to that. He kept her around through the good times and the bad times. She makes her own. She doesn't need no Justin Verlander. It's actually probably she makes more than him. Well, she used to. She doesn't now. Maybe Lane Bryant will come calling. But it's true. But you see it. Don't act like you don't see it.
Not last night. I didn't
seen her.
See it. She
really?
Looked good last night.
She looked pretty good to me.
Yeah, until she gets in that bikini.
Didn't have that option last night.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Whatever we were seeing last night, it looked fine.
Disappointed.
Disappointed.
That's all that
sources
is.
Yeah. Say.
Smash those into some jeans. Like, hey, maybe. And then, ultimately, disappointing. How many kids she have?
None.
Why with the mom body then? Anyway, I'm not a Kate Upton fan.
Clearly.
But, yeah. But Justin Verlander, I'm proud of him. He did it right. So learn from Verlander. He got into his mid-30s. He got himself some. And now he's like, you know what? I'm going to lock this down. It's been a long time. I'm going to lock this down.
Tuscany, it'll be beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. That's what, and why Verlander, who they kept saying, you know, we added some veteran presence to a young team, and really was really awesome that we, you know, we had some guys who have been around and could teach us the ropes of like how to act like winners and be veterans and stuff. I'm like, well, then why didn't he do this? Why didn't he take care of this?
I don't know, man. She looked pretty good.
She's in a giant jean jacket.
Giant.
Well, it has to be giant, Brady, to go over her.
Yeah,
she has to get the XL. Yep. She's a pretty big girl. She is. She's a pretty big girl. What's wrong with that? Can't say that?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, she's a big girl. She's got a big girl face. All right.
Maybe big girl face.
She's got a big girl body, too.
Oh, her jean jacket says Verlander?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
Because she is one now. But why didn't
come
he?
Come on.
I'm not seeing it. I see big girl. I see Anna Nicole. The
there is that.
Why he's got an Anna Nicole look. Why didn't he impart all of the wisdom he's used with Kate Upton on Carlos Correa? Is what I'm getting at.
Probably true.
Language barrier.
Is it?
But if
you know, you've been with a supermodel for so a long time. Why you no poke the question? If we win World Series, I poke the question.
Let me tell you something real quick here. You're going to want to hold out on that until your mid 30s. Some things are going to be thrown at you over the next few years, Carlos, because it's. In baseball, see, when you're good, the amount of money you have in your pocket is news. They tell everyone how much you've got. People are coming after you.
You're using previous biases because that's a good shot there.
Yeah, you can like her, and I don't have to. I'm not coming down on you.
Don't try to sell them.
Yeah. You're like a religious weirdo right now.
I
get
am.
Off my porch.
Upton 12-13
got a little
says,
Anna Nicole in her. Got huge cans. Great huge cans. I got to like those. I'm seeing a little Anna Nicole. Come on. Really? Like Hillary Clinton in that picture.
And one more thing.
Yeah. Anyway, just learn from Justin Verlander. He had what everybody like Toledo beats off to right in front of him, and he held out for years and made her wait for him. I'm just trying to help the youth. Again, I got an email from a guy who said, man, youth is completely wasted on the young. And it's so true. It's like the decisions they make that you and Barry Sanders is trying as hard as he can to impart wisdom on younger NFL players. He talks, I didn't know that. He speaks at that rookie symposium and tells them the dangers of relationships.
Nup it, nup it.
Nup it, don't do it. Some people think nups are good. I think no nups, no nuptials.
No nuptials is better.
Nothing.
A, first choice, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do
Second
it.
Second choice, if
wear two rubbers.
Nup it.
Nup it. Nup it and put a rubber on the nup. Because you don't even want that nup to get her pregnant. I'm Barry Sanders, legend of the NFL. Nup it.
Now I hand it to my good buddy, Chris Carter.
Don't drink it. If it looks good and smells good, don't drink it.
If you're going to break the law, have a friend do it for you.
And now Lawrence Taylor. Ask for ID. Don't snort it and ask for ID.
Agent. Agent.
She's probably 15. And that might be Ajax. Anyway, yeah. Look to the future and see the athletes that have forged the path. They're always talking about that. It's like if she's on the shoulders of the players that came before us, that forged the path for us to be here where we are today. Listen to them and look at their lives. The great ones usually are paying some lady who lives in another state to watch their kids while they bone the new model and don't marry that one. Just watch. Just damn it. Come on. Eric's headed out this morning. Tatum and Greenway is where he's going. Holmberg's happy ending tickets. He's got those for you. That is going to be with Jay Moore. Nancy's not back yet with signed papers, but our friend Gary Cannon, who is ridiculously hilarious, and Craig Gass, finally, for Christ's sake.
He's traveling.
He's in Sedona tomorrow. You know where he was last night? Take a shot.
Game 7.
Houston, he didn't go. Oh. He was in a bar. Oh. I text him after the game was over. I'm like, I didn't see you standing next to Larry King. Where are you?
I didn't see you standing next to Carlos Correa's girlfriend.
Yeah, that would have been it. If
that
Craig
would have
was
been
there,
the perfect moment.
He'd have been with his hands on his cheeks and his mouth wide open. He's doing it.
In tears. With his phone in his hand.
Craig Gass marvels at Carlos Correa's proposal. Yeah, I didn't. He wasn't there, which is the first major event I've not seen Craig Gass at in 10 major events. But there you go. And the other thing The Onion had last night, which was absolutely fantastic. Which said Houston residents admit that World Series win isn't as helpful as Super Bowl win would be to Cure City. Yeah. And I do kind of like the self-importance of sport as afterwards.
See this, Justin?
Yeah, but the sport thing that they think that a hurricane can be cured by World Series wins. Like all is well now. And we couldn't have done
it
without
didn't we
people.
Do that when New Orleans won the Super Bowl?
We do it all the time. Come yeah, on. That cured Katrina like three years later.
Right.
Yeah. And I get it. It makes you feel like things are normal again. But boy, it makes these guys feel like, you know, they were on the road the whole time. They had to play games in Tampa Bay because they couldn't go back to Houston. And then they're like, when they came back, we really united a city. Well, you know, a lot of people were probably not paying attention to baseball too. What if you weren't a baseball fan? Do you still feel bad about the hurricane? What did Yasiel do?
Oh, he got robbed during the series.
He did?
Yeah.
Of what?
Burglar busted a window in his San Fernando Valley home.
$500,000 worth of jewelry.
Yeah.
Well, you know
that was one necklace.
Well, you know
if you're thinking somebody's going to have a lot of jewelry on them.
That's the guy.
Yeah, I think that's
the
guy.
That's the guy, exactly.
Yeah. You know who I'd do if I was in Chicago is that Baez character who wears $500,000 worth of jewelry while he plays baseball. I imagine he's got another $500,000 sitting at home that he didn't wear that day.
You want to be all flashy and all that.
Maybe that's why Baez wears all that jewelry like Mr. T when he plays because he's like, I can't leave this laying around the house. I'll just wear it. That way I know where it
Hopefully.
Is at all times because Puig is, you'd think that. Yeah, Puig's probably a flashy sort.
Puig ended his night not in front of the media, but in front of cops.
So what happened, like, during the game? And that is true. You know, I never thought of that. But when you're a single young guy who's flashy and fun and people know you got a lot of money, and you're on TV live.
Guess who's not home?
Guess who's not in his house in San Fernando Valley right now? You know, I know where Puig lives. You do?
Shut up.
I do. Want to go?
Let's go.
Yeah. Grab some more Olympia. We'll drive over.
Athletic bag with all these jerseys that he got. Craig Gass got another bag.
That's probably true. Gass saw that these guys are on TV.
What? He gave it to me.
It's impressive. yeah, if you're thinking about robbing anybody, guy on live television, young, unmarried, he's got a couple hours to kill. He can't be home. You know approximately when he gets off work because the show's over. You've got from the first to the fifth inning. So let that be a lesson to you also, kids. Don't get married and rob the athletes that are on your television. Not the older married.
Watch type. A couple of maybe that's in why, their place.
No, we're kind of just breaking. Maybe that's why Carlos Correa wants to get married so bad. So someone's always home.
You see what happened to...
Not a bad idea.
Yasiel?
Now it's starting to make sense.
Yeah, you don't want a roommate like Mark Grace.
Right, you don't... Yeah, you well. End up with some radio producer that brings up comedians to steal your stuff. Maybe you marry her. I know we're only 23-year-old, but I want you in my house all the time. No one of mine going to work. You are security.
Oh, Carlos, you're so wonderful.
Just stay put. I have a 3-day road trip. It's on TV. And when I'm on a TV, people know that my house is empty. So just stay here. Welcome to the ballpark.
Tatum and Greenway, that's where Eric's going this morning. He's not home either, but he's married. He got people around the house. And they got shotguns. There you go. Safeway, Tatum and Greenway. It's true, all of us too. We got little built-in security systems around the house. Good thinking. Yasiel Puig needs a dog. Because I don't want to see that guy get married. That's going to end ugly. Oh, my. Because, yeah, he's getting it thrown at him. I was at a spring training game, and this girl that looked like Megan Fox was standing like a foot away from the dugout before the game, and she's watching him, and I just hear her go, "Oh, my God. He's perfect." Oh, as Puig walks by, and he looks over. Hello. Get one of those little nods. And
hola.
Oh, yeah, hello. How are you? What's going on, Megan Fox?
And he just walks by, and I'm like, it's going to be that easy for him. He just looked. They made eye contact. She lost.
Half an inning later, a little note rolls up.
Yep, on a baseball.
I'm the one who looks like Megan Fox.
I see you earlier. You're a hottie. Ain't nobody home at my house.
So, yeah, it was easy. And then my dental hygienist over at the Model Dentistry, a place I go to, Artistic Dental with Dr. Alphabet, the other Megan Fox, the hot blonde Farrah Fawcett, Charlie's Angels that does teeth. The Megan Fox one was talking about Yasiel Puig. Oh, I can't. She was going to spring training games just to look at him. She didn't care about the game at all. She just wanted. I'm like, that's how easy it is. You can't. So if he gets married in every city, he's got that tossed at him. Forget it. Just don't do it, man. But it does make sense, though. I didn't think Carlos Correa just may need somebody in the house because he's on TV so much. Now that the Astros are world famous, we're going to be on national television a lot more. That will just cue in the bad guy to know in a home. So will you be my wife and watch my stuff?
I will.
Oh, good. Now, keep all your jewelry in a drawer. And when I know home and on TV, you just
how come I never see you?
Well, because I'm on the road playing baseball.
But you've been home for the last 10 days.
Right. But I don't know going to last forever. I got a lot to do. I got to practice.
That's why Jeter had a good setup.
How's the house?
Jeter had a great setup.
Yes, he has a building, secured building.
He stayed in New York. New York guys, they don't have to. That's different. They've got built-in. You can't break their window and just roll in their house.
You can do it in Chicago a little bit.
That's a nice proposal, though, you thought of it. Will you be my wife, live with me forever, and want my stuff?
Well, that was the
wrong
last
order. Wrong order.
Would you watch my stuff for as long as I can tolerate you and be my wife for a little while? Nup it. Okay, Barry, I hear you.
It's true. Anyway, young kids, just stop it. Please, for God's sake, stop it. That's pretty much all that happened last night. Except for the news tried to make that thing in Colorado another terrorist mass shooting. My phone blew up. I'm at dinner at Camp
Walmart
Social.
Thing?
Yeah. And they're like, mass shooting in Colorado, more news to come. I'm like, oh, man, 2 days in a row. My heart sunk. I get a little sad. I'm sitting with Janny, one of the Lost Boys of the Sudan, and I'm like, and he goes, you know what? And Janny told me an interesting story because his country, South Sudan, was, that was the fight, was the Muslim population came down and said, nope, you're going to be like us or else. And they wandered into these villages, and they just decided, the South Sudanese said, we're fighting.
Bow down.
We're fighting. We're not going to do this anymore. And the war began in, like, the 80s and hasn't ended. So they won't fight it. And so when he left, when he escaped, he came here, and it was 5 short years later that 9/11 happened, and he and his friends got together and said, this is because of us. This followed us here. The Muslim attacks never happened before we got here. They didn't have any concept of our history and stuff. You know, they knew a little bit, but they didn't really know enough about it. They're like, this is because we're here. I mean, this was not here until we got here. They had a guilty complex about the Muslim crap has followed us over to America. Janny told me a story last night about how racist Shadow Mountain High School was when he first got here. And we all know the thing.
Isn't that a given?
When a thin Sudanese man comes to here, America.
Very dark.
And he's 17. And he's dark. And he's just run 2,000 miles, literally.
From lions and stuff.
And he lands here, and they're like, he's 17, put him in school, doesn't speak any English. He said,
the first day I get there, I pick up a basketball and I point, and I say, yeah, to play. And the coach said, no. And I said, okay. So I used to be good at field hockey. The field hockey. I used to make the stick. The coach said, no.
I'm like, oh, yeah? What do you think?
Give me a jersey, make me run. But I did not like winning.
I'm like, why didn't you like winning?
I could not ask for direction. And when I was in the lead, I did not know where to go.
Because they would use cross country, and they'd run him through neighborhoods, and he didn't know where he was. So if he was winning, and there were two races, Janny got lost. And just ran around until he found the school again.
He had to let a rabbit go out in front of him so he knew where he was going.
He's no leader. He's no leader. I cannot, and I come in last.
And I'm like, Janny, wait, you didn't know the...
I don't know the street.
They told him. All right, run down Foster. Make a left on Yaka. We'll run down Shea. We're coming back. I don't know these words. So he'd take off because he's like, I know I'm supposed to be ahead of everyone.
Can't the coach follow in like a golf cart or something?
No, nobody's allowed to be out there. It's just the cross-country runners. And he'd be running.
For like 10 miles.
And he said,
I'm in Glendale.
Yeah, he'd get this huge lead.
I don't know where I am.
So then he's just a black guy running around Scottsdale
for a while. Oh, no. How did he not get shot?
He wonders.
The bike races, they let them follow with their vans.
And the coach is like, what the hell's going on, Janny? Yeah, blazed off the gate.
I get lost.
You're an hour behind.
I ran to Tempe and back. I come in third. 10 times the miles.
It's a 2-mile race.
What are you doing? Cross country means come back.
I don't mean to me. Cross country means get to Somalia.
Free GPS.
Yeah.
That coach would have bought a watch for him or something.
Coach would be in jail today. You lost one of the Africans. Probably should have kept an eye on that one. Hey, he didn't like it. I'm like, did you want to run?
No. But I would stand on top of these boxes and they would give me prizes and everyone would clap. I knew something good was happening.
You didn't even know what winning was. You didn't know what, like, the, why are we doing this? It's after school. They put a tank top on him and pushed him and he started running and he's like, okay. When I'm done here, everybody seems so pleased with me. I'm going to keep doing it.
Good way to make friends.
Yeah. It didn't matter. It was the best story I've ever heard. No.
Is that coach still there?
And he also said, and it was great because we put Shadow Mountain on the map for cross country track and field. All the other schools would see me and I could see the fear.
Because they never, like Shadow Mountain used to march out with a bunch of white kids.
Hey, everybody.
A couple Mexicans that might have been a little speedy, but their cross-country team was nothing. Suddenly, this rolls in.
When the word got out, he knows directions now.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy
named... Once he learns that, you're in trouble.
If you guys are following this at all, you're crazy. I don't know why I know, but Chal Marial is a Sudanese guy, and my friend Colin texts me, and he goes, have you seen this? 7'3" tall, 8th grade.
What?
And they've got pictures of him playing middle school basketball. And I always feel he's just standing there with his arms up and these other kids are looking up like, just give him the ball. He's going to get it.
100 points a game.
So, he's just dominant. He's a sophomore now or a junior maybe. And he's like 7'5" now. And he's like built.
That's touching the rim standing on his...
In 8th grade. So, but he's very, he wasn't as narrow as he, like, in 8th grade. He was really thin, but he was, so was everybody
else. Now he's filling out.
But you see, like, you're the coach, right? You're the center.
Coach, I'm 5'8".
We're going to lose the game. Yeah, there he is, Chal Marial.
Look at that little white kid.
Playing 8th graders. That's him in the 8th grade. Why even jump? And that's the stuff he's doing to him. Nope, not for you, 8th grader. And that would just, now he's in high school, so it's getting a little bit more even, but. He's just a beast among men, or boys. Yeah, 7'3", his wingspan's like 19 feet long.
You just got to hurry up and beat him down the court.
Yeah,
no, you don't. There he is.
There he is.
he shows up.
He trails pretty well.
Yeah. And you notice that there's never anyone between him and the basket. They just start running the other way. All right, cherry pick it. 7-3 in eighth grade.
Do the blocks count, really?
Yes.
I mean, do you really count that if you're, or pay attention to that if you're a scout?
Yeah, but the best part, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He's blocking some, like, 31 shots. Kid.
But the best part is the...
More shocking when he doesn't block it.
Is the fact that the... I love watching this. Some 5'7" kid who's tall otherwise is standing in there looking over in the eighth grade going...
Man.
No, you got the one kid who's 6'2", who's like walking around like a man. He's got a guard shawl, which is just crazy. And you know that fear happened the second they're like, have you seen what Westwood has? Kid's 7'3". We're going to lose to Westwood this year, but what you're saying, right?
It was in eighth grade in 2015.
Yeah, so it's like, 2 years ago. So I think he's a sophomore.
He's freshman. Playing varsity ball.
Oh, he's done. He's going to go pro before senior year of high school. There's no reason not to. And he's, like, coordinated, which is crazy. But he'll end up hurt a lot.
Hopefully he gets a driver, then end up like Manute Bol.
But how racist is that? Yeah, Manute shot out. He didn't die from that. So that's the amazing part. He just shot out that window, which is still the most amazing. Like, it makes me question physics that a 7'6" man fell out of a taxi cab's window all the way.
He just probably folded up.
Slithered out. Yeah, I don't know how it works.
Took a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it had to. It was like, that snake keeps coming out. But, yeah. I just know that when Chol Marial went into school.
My name is Chol. I am from Sudan.
All right. You're going to play basketball for us, Chol.
I don't know what that is.
When he grabs the basketball,
don't worry about it.
You got it.
Yes.
What is this? Is this food?
No, it is not. Well, it's going to be for you someday.
Right.
It is a meal ticket.
Who is the little white kid taking a glamour shot with him? Do they all get like their... What is that about?
It's probably the point guard of the team won the state championship, and the point guard feels like he's got something to do with it.
They probably let all the other players get that picture with him.
Just for the contrast.
Maybe that's his brother, the family that he's
living that could
with.
Be. Yeah, that could be the Christian kid that he lives with. We share a bedroom. He is my brother.
Asadiga Iboy.
Asadiga Iboy. So, Chol, do you have any interests?
I like sewing. I sing.
Basketball, Chol?
I don't know what that is.
Do you have... interest in being a millionaire.
Okay.
What's that? Yeah, what's money?
You're getting it. Trust me. I know that.
You have to hustle
in a different way than you used to.
All right.
In America, hustle means run fast. Try hard. Where you're from means get 50 cents off that old lady. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, though. But look up Chol Marial. Is it Marial or Marisol?
Marial. M-A-R-I-A-L.
He's
Chol, C-H-O-L.
Unreal to watch him play in eighth grade basketball at 7'3". And chances are he's probably like 29 years old. They don't have ages. So, run with
you're that. Saying still the growing, documentation
still
is growing.
A little
Sudan.
Questionable in South Sudan. For instance, my friend Janny, ask him when his birthday
is. He doesn't know, does he?
Well, they say March 3, but it could be any day.
Within it's a 8-week window.
They have no idea. He has no clue. I mean, it could be today. I asked him last time. Could it be today? They have a thing on a board at his work that has everybody's birthday. And his says March 3rd. And he walked over to it and he goes, maybe. And he goes,
no one at work knows, really.
You can just say happy birthday story. To him every day.
Yeah, and that's what I said to us. Well, then consider tonight's dinner a birthday celebration.
It could be.
So it could be October. Or any other day of the year, they just assigned you March 3rd.
Yep.
Like, any significance to that day?
Nope.
I wonder if you can still get the free dessert.
Picked a day in March. It's on his driver's license, so he can...
Oh, March 3rd is?
Yeah. I mean, he had to have it. You can't just
you
go...
You gotta have one.
Your driver's license can't say date of birth. No.
Question mark.
IDK cannot be on your... I don't know.
Every day.
Or every day feel like a rebirth.
All right. How old are you?
Approximately.
No. What? Well, how old are you? Approximately.
Well, it's a range.
The moon.
Somewhere between 7 summers and 40.
Vernal equinox.
What the hell are you talking about? How old are you?
17.
All right, you're on the track team. It's 6:51. What do you got on the big board of musical treat?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. You're thinking about buying a house in the near future, get in touch with me. I want to help you out. Got a great team. All you got to do is get on our website and fill out the contact form, ELOteam.com. We got Trivium up here, Strife, STP, Dead and Bloated, Slipknot, The Blister Exists, Red Bang.
I like Red Fang. It's a prehistoric dog.
Prehistoric dog. I'm heading out to Tatum and Greenway right now.
All right.
I'll be there about 7:30 or so.
Be there tight, close, Tatum and Greenway. Yeah, you'll be out there right on time. And 7, you're right. 7. T-shirts, CDs, DVDs, all that stuff. Holmberg's Happy Ending tickets with Gas Cannon, Jay Moore. It's going to be a hell of a show. December 16th. And the cool thing about that is there'll be a little Braised doing a sauce, your charitable sauce.
Yeah.
Today I get to go push in whatever ingredients there are to make beer with Four Peaks. They're making a new...
Use a shovel for that?
I don't know. We'll find out. Doug's going to tape it for me, so he'll be there. I don't know how to do it, but I get to brew my own beer today at Four Peaks. And we're going to help the Humane Society out with a beer that we're selling at that event called Holmberg Bound. Like Homeward nice. Bound for the dogs. And it's got a logo, and it's got that. And they're going to have a limited amount of this red IPA.
What flavor did you
choose? The red IPA.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thing. It's going to taste like Wet Knot. They have Hop Knot and Wet Knot.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to taste a little like Wet Knot, but it's got a little kick to it that's red that will add a little to the bottom of it.
For the Christmas season.
Yeah.
Holiday season.
We're doing it for that. So Holmberg Bound is going to get brewed, and we're going to have that at Holmberg's Happy Endings.
You can do that quickly?
We'll have it ready December. It's going to take a month. It starts today.
Oh, wow.
It'll be about 5 weeks. And then we're going to have a big reveal party in early December over at the Four Peaks where we all go out and get banged up on Holmberg Bound.
A couple of places we'll have it.
Yeah, we're going to try to get it in a bunch of spots.
We're going to put it on tap at the Porkopolis
will have it.
And Chandler.
Yep.
It's you helping out.
We're going to try to get it into...
Well, there's only so many barrels.
Yeah, there's not a lot. So we'll get Copper Blues. We're going to try to get it in there. A couple other places. Four Peaks, of course, will have it the whole time. And we're going to try
Not in time for Play-Doh, obviously.
Just after.
Damn it.
It's going to be cool, though. So I get to go push that in. I've never done that. Like, you know, you can homebrew. I've given that a run.
You're
but
not kidding. You
terrible.
Actually do push it in, right? You get like a push broom.
You're
and then
he's going to
bunghole the kegs.
You just start. There's no kegs yet. It's that big metal thing.
That's afterwards.
Thing. Chucking all this stuff into these buckets.
Nice.
I don't know how to do it. They're just going to like, what do you think of that? And I had...
a pinch of salt.
This is scary. I had something to do with it. Like, they're asking me questions like, what are your flavors and this, and this? And I'm like, well... And I go down the road, and then we're breaking down. And then the next thing you know, I'm like, you know what I've always kind of liked is like that subtle hint of banana and orange in a drink. And because when you're beer drinking and you start getting snobby about it,
banana
you see
all
bananas in beer like crazy.
Really?
You don't even know it. And you smell it while you drink it. You'll smell notes.
Well, that's what I like about Samuel Adams. You smell the blueberry.
Smell that stuff. So that's the kind of thing. So I had that. I've always kind of liked that. Not the taste changing, but a little bit of the hint of the scent, like the aroma. And they're like, yeah, it's very much. So when you start drinking beer with that smell to it, like, oh my God, it changes everything. It's like wine. You get a little snobby.
You're becoming a Cicerone.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a beer sommelier.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I thought it was the Cubs had a catcher named Cicerone.
Cicerone.
Barry Cicerone, I think his name was. The late 80s, 70s. No, it was Cicero, maybe.
Cicero, maybe.
Yeah.
Barry Foote, I know that. Steve Cicero? I don't know. It's not good. So I get to do that. And that'll be at Holmberg's Happy Endings, too. We're going to tap those kegs, try to drain them that night. And get you all loaded up. It'll be like 7.5% alcohol, so it's good for the ladies and good for the guys because it'll get you all banged up, and the ladies can still drink it without thinking, oh my God, this is crazy. It's light enough. Yeah, it's good. So that'll happen there, too. So we got a lot going on there, and it's going to be fun. I'm very excited about that, though, because all the proceeds they're shooting over there to the Humane Society, which is fantastic. This whole beer is based on a charity. It's great. And then when it sells out, we can roll it out again in spring. They'll have the recipe ready to go. They can knock it out in a couple weeks, and we'll do it a few more times. So I can't wait to get that going. Tatum and Greenway is where Eric's going. Get your tickets to Holmberg's Happy Ending right there and see Jay Moore, Gary Cannon, Craig Gass right there at the Celebrity Theater December 16th. You got Red Fang all ready to go. Appropriate. Red Fang. It's a red IPA. It's for the dogs. This is an appropriate little song accidentally. It's
pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers!
I got an email from a guy named Keith. This Holmberg's kids. Holmberg, kids warning. Do not do like I did. Worst thing I ever did with my ex was put her on the deed to my house. Nup it. We separated and we basically split the house in half. I told her this half is mine and you can have the half with the kitchen and the good stuff. I just want my half. I had to leave the state for work for a couple months. I went to Oregon. After 3 weeks of me being in Oregon, she had moved a violent felon in, her boyfriend, and is now pregnant with his kid. We have two kids together. When I return, half of the house will be cell block D, and mine will just be a lone guy. Worst decision of my life. Never marry in your 20s. Couldn't agree more.
What a combo.
Oh. And you get stuck because the house is like, you know, how many stories did you hear during that whole recession thing where people wanted to get divorced, but the house was worthless, so they had to live together in the same house and become roommates because they couldn't split up. They couldn't afford to leave. Their house was worthless. They couldn't get out. They had no options, but they hated each other to the point where we're still getting divorced, but I'm going to live with you. I had that friend of mine who got divorced from his wife, and she wouldn't leave because she was on the house, and he couldn't leave, and their house was upside down, and they lived together and did horrible things to each other. Just horrible things. Toothbrushes and butts and all sorts of just terrible things.
Why would you want to willingly do that?
You can't leave.
I get it, but find another way.
But financially, I'd be homeless. Something.
Something.
Brushing your teeth with that guy's butt.
Grab a tent.
Well, we got a
brutal
story.
Coming up, just moments tells the tale. Yeah. Well, good. Maybe we'll warn more Carlos Correas out there not to make this horrible error of proposing. I know there's women out there going,
that is amazing and selfless that he proposed on the biggest night of his life.
Selfless?
Yeah.
Not selfless.
Stupid is what it is. Win the World Series and let that be a thing. It's bigger than proposals. But yeah, if that ends, and you got to think that way. Maybe it won't, but if it does end in divorce, you've just tainted your World Series win. You've made that night a little less memorable if in fact something awful happens down the road and the two of you are split up and you hate each other and he's like, worst thing you ever did was ask her to marry me. And then you got to think back to the night you did it and it was the night you won the World Series. So now that night's not as good as it used to be. It's too much pressure on something that's already great and can't be ruined.
It'd be a pop icon joke.
Yeah. You cannot ruin winning the World Series unless you're the Black Sox of 1919 or you're a murderer. And that's not ruining the World Series night. That's just ruining your life. The World Series win will last a lifetime. It can't leave you. They always say that. When you win it, you're a champion forever. No one can take that away from you. Marriage? 5-year window.
Until the dude sells his ring.
Whatever. And the reason he's going to sell his ring is because he's got to pay that
lady. Out of money.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. Anyway, we got a Brady report coming up in moments. Eric's going to be out there in just a little bit. Tatum and Greenway is where he's headed. Holmberg's happy ending tickets. He's got those. In his hands, t-shirts, CDs, DVDs, a whole bunch of stuff for you guys. And Eric will be out there giving you all of his love and a lot of things. Tatum and Greenway at the Safeway. We'll check in with him in a little bit. Brady Report coming up.
Want a Holmberg on the go?
No, that sounds dangerous.
Download the 98 KUPD app for live streams, podcasts, and more.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.